Aircheckdownloads.com.
Happy New Year. Good morning. My name is Simon D, and welcome to my Sounds of the 60s. I was just thinking 18 years may have passed, quite a long time, but as Jimmy Webb wrote for the wonderful Fifth Dimension album, The Magic Garden, the message has remained. Family, the four lads, and love is all you need. Well, love brings people together, so they say. And any of you who happen to have found a girl, this is for you, Joanna. On his heart, there's still a trace of you. Lovely, lovely song, Scott Walker and Joanna. Yes, the Walker brothers. I was just thinking, John, who married my secretary, Julie, Scott, who didn't, singing there, and Gary, who played the drums at the time. The Walker brothers. Aha! That's the sound of radio. Caroline, just in case you can remember it, We Crumblies. That was actually when I entered the 60s. It had been going for 4 years before then, of course, but as far as broadcasting and stuff, it more or less exploded when Caroline came on and we all introduced all sorts of new sounds. We anchored off Felixstowe at 6 o'clock on Good Friday, I remember, 1964, in the middle of a gale. An American called Chris Moore and I were the voices, and we had a Dutch crew and Swedish technicians, 100-foot masts, a huge Mercedes generator below the decks, sleeping next to which was quite impossible, and one studio split by a glass screen, I think, out of which everything was sent. And we started broadcasting from Caroline the following day, on Easter Saturday at noon, and let me think, on Easter Sunday, we went global. I remember people were waiting in the Hilton Hotel for the first signals to come through, and a total hysterics when we actually made it. Most famous radio station there ever was or will be, and it was a fabulous moment in my life. The fortunes and a memory of the good ship Caroline. I remember there's a United States Air Force base nearby at Bentwaters, and the Phantoms used to home in on us. They preferred listening to our stuff to their own VHF. They used to beat us up occasionally with transonic booms. They used to dive at us from 40,000 feet and knock the needle off the records. Harry, got a view. Of course, we needed a tender every week loaded with fresh vegetables, keep it all going, and sacks of mail and jerseys used to come on board, and jars of coffee and sunglasses and stuff. But the most valuable input, of course, was records, because we were stuck without those. And in the summer of 64, there were new names, believe it or not, that no one had ever heard of. Barbara Streisand, Tamla Motown, and goodness knows how many groups from there, and an American poet whose words struck home. There was one song, of course, put us all in touch. First one will later be last. The times are changing, Bob Dylan. I hope you have his Bob Dylan greatest hits on CBS 62847. Of course, it's in your record collection, isn't it? You're fired if it's not. Well, as Wall Street discovered recently, some things don't change. Oh, ouch. What a record. Lennon McCartney, Can't Buy Me Love, from delightful Ella Fitzgerald, who spent all her life recording all the great works of the songwriters. Albums like Ella Sings Cole Porter and Ella Sings Gershwin. Ella Sings Forever. Wonderful. Well, as far as I'm concerned, not having done this for a while, well, 7 days anyway, I had the good fortune to do the Christmas Sounds of the 60s last week, but 20 years is a long time, and I feel a certain affinity with the next one I picked, because it, I seem to have been caught in a time warp, really, as far as music is concerned, and I think for many more than me, the clock stopped in 1970. Beautiful record, Chris Farlow, Out of Time. Interesting, we think alike. In the votes from the listeners last week, that was in, and I got it too, so we must be on the same frequency. Chris Farlow, who runs a theatrical wardrobe company for the movie industry, and who also collects
memorabilia of the Third Reich. We wish to know why this is. What a curious follow. Ha! Very amusing, but suspicious.
Indeed, a sound of the 60s, if ever there was one. Ronnie, Nedra and Estelle, the first two letters of each Phil Spector took, and thus were born the Ronettes. Early example of Phil Spector handling words and music, and there's more later. I picked another one, which is an absolute wow. Well, the 12-string guitar came and held center stage for a while as musical sort of flavor of the month, and then sort of faded, really. But here with a message for all the giant multinationals, if you're listening, gentlemen, are the Rolling Stones. all over now from the Rolling Stones. I was fortunate enough to fall on my feet when I left Caroline. The BBC were kind enough to take me on radio, and then I was given a few trials on pop shows. I always remember my first live Top of the Pops. I was petrified at the time. It's a laugh afterwards, though, because I was announcing into camera, and I was so absolutely petrified of the whole business, I turned over two pages by mistake and cued in Stevie Wonder, who wasn't actually due and was standing at the side because the cameras changed direction and started pointing at somebody else who wasn't there. Needless to say, in the box, the producer, you know, had total kittens, and the director collapsed, and Samantha Just, Sammy, who was next to me, she had hysterics. And I quickly found the right page, and of course that meant that the cameras had to come back again, running over all the people that were dancing. It was all totally amazing. One of those numbers that one goes through. Anyway, may I now make amends by introducing them here, the people I should have introduced. He was wearing a floor-length wolf coat, was it? And she, well, I can't actually remember. I was too busy watching and listening to that fabulous voice. Classic, Sonny and Cher, I've Got You, Babe. Now the power of Phil Spector back, behind Ike and Tina Turner. Oh, you don't say much after that. Ike and Tina Turner, didn't she do well? Of course, singles came and went on our level, the DJs. We used to get sent six-inch square packets through the mail, I'm sure they still do, containing one or the latest single from a group, or dozens and dozens around this time, Christmas. I used to play them all. Week's releases from Pye and Decca and Parlophone and Columbia and a few others. But, of course, every so often, we less heard over the air, we'd get our albums. And they were as much a part of that decade as the charts. And here's Gershwin in the hands of Ray Charles. From his album Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz, Ray Charles. Beautiful album, that. And one may ask, as one occasionally does ask, when one is shaving, one says to oneself, where is Wayne Fontana? All is forgiven, Wayne. Come on home. Fine song, better singer. Wayne, want you back. Come on home, great record. Talking of home, where the heart is, and for a while back there, in that magical decade when most of us were in tune and the world was making a bit of sense, the heart of everything actually nearly moved from Liverpool to San Francisco. I was doing Housewife's Choice one week. Mrs. Elric's wee son George used to do that. Wee Crumblies, remember that. Anyway, I arrived at the studio one morning with this new single that I wished to include in the programme, and this caused rather a commotion because pop actually wasn't sort of in Housewife's Choice at that time. Never heard of such a thing. Get up, start D at it again. And as I probably said at the time, for Mr. and Mrs. Jones celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary in Harlech, let's go to the West Coast. The Ivy League under their then name, the Flowerpot Men, and that was a wonderful record. Let's go to San Francisco. D-Time was fun and a great privilege for me to be able to talk with so many gifted people. And sometimes they were in town long enough to get them into the show, and they dashed away on a taxi to Heathrow, or sometimes they couldn't make it. And this was one guy that couldn't make it, unfortunately. I always remember the conversation. He was staying at a hotel in Kensington, and he said, I can't make it, Simon. I've got to go back to New York today, which is a pity. Anyway, as a memory, here it is. Jimmy Hardin, If I Were a Carpenter. Oh dear, two to go. Sadness and woe. How can 20 years have passed by so quickly? Where's everybody been? I don't know about Desert Island Discs and picking however many it is. I mean, anyone can grow avocados. You try picking 18 or 19 records from the 60s. I mean, it's impossible. I've got one LP from Tamla, which I can say is worn. Yes, accurately say it's worn. And one track is actually through to the other side now. When I put down the needle, it plays the green bays underneath. What can I say of them all? Ross is the boss. Ain't no mountain high enough, Dana Ross. Had to clip that a bit. Short of time. Well, that seems to be it. Wonderful doing the show again. Thank you for listening. We'll close, I think, with the main message. Love affair. Everlasting love. Can't better those four words. Well, Simon D here, saying farewell. End of my Sounds of the 60s. I'd like to thank Colin and Steve and Stuart and everyone for getting it together. It's fun to do. I'd really nearly forgotten how. Stay well. Bye-bye for now. AirCheckDownloads.com.